Thursday, March 28th, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Afternoon Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. End the Mid-Afternoon Hymn. O Sacred Heart surrounded by crown of piercing thorn, O bleeding head so wounded, reviled and put to scorn, our sins have marred the glory of thy most holy face, yet angel hosts adore thee and tremble as they gaze. The Lord of every nation was hung upon a tree. His death was our salvation, our sins his agony. O Jesus, by thy passion thy life in us increase. Thy death for us did fashion our pardon and our peace. And now the psalmody, beginning with the mid-afternoon antiphon. For to me life is Christ and death is gain. I glory in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 127. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 128. Oh, blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat, you will be happy and prosper. Your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the mid-afternoon antiphon. For to me life is Christ and death is gain. I glory in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. And now our reading is from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 through 12. When Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation. He entered, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, and achieved eternal redemption. And the responsory, let us venerate the cross. Through it we have received the sacrament of salvation. And our concluding prayer, God of infinite compassion, to love you is to be made holy. Fill our hearts with your love. By the death of your Son, you have given us hope born of faith. By his rising again, fulfill this hope in the perfect love of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.